Less than 2 weeks from the Winter Olympics, authorities in Beijing are trying to contain an Omicron outbreak. China's one of the last remaining countries aiming for zero tolerance of the virus, with officials taking extraordinary measures to contain it. In Hong Kong, they're even killing pet hamsters. Here's our correspondent, Bill Birtles.
By Australian standards, mainland China's COVID numbers are minuscule. Just 26 new domestic cases reported in the latest daily figures, half of them in Beijing. But for a country that has taken the world's strictest measures to keep COVID out, that still calls for alarm, especially as performers rehearse for a Winter Olympics opening ceremony just 11 days away. Authorities blamed Omicron's entry to China on a parcel from Canada delivered to a man in Beijing. Residents receiving overseas parcels have been urged to go and get tested, even though experts abroad have raised doubts about the likelihood of COVID spreading through the mail. And even a government official, He Qinghua, has now hosed down the idea.
Existing studies show the virus from confirmed COVID patients can contaminate the surface of objects, but it won't proliferate on the surface. The virus will degrade and lose its infective ability within a short period of time under normal temperatures. So, according to expert analysis, the evidence of infection caused by imported non-frozen objects is not sufficient.
Despite its tough measures, sporadic outbreaks across China keep popping up. To the south, in Hong Kong, it's the Delta strain, not Omicron, that has prompted a mass cull of hamsters. After an outbreak was linked to a pet shop last week, the government told residents to hand over their pet hamsters to be killed, regardless of whether they test positive or not. Some, like a pet owner named Jackie, have complied.
I'm extremely worried. Yesterday, my whole family did COVID-19 tests, and the results were all negative. But I wanted to do my part and hand over the hamster to authorities. My kid isn't happy about it, but this is our civic duty that she needs to learn.
But groups of Hong Kong animal lovers have scrambled to protect the hamsters, much to the chagrin of the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam.
We took some action against hamsters that were carrying the Delta variant, which some animal lovers opposed, but we're trying to strike a balance. I understand pet owners won't be happy, but this is in the public interest.
Hong Kong is also battling Omicron, with fresh building lockdowns, renewed school closures, and further restrictions in a city increasingly closed off from the world. Omicron has also breached the closed borders of Taiwan. It's the last democracy, aside from Tonga, trying to keep COVID out. More than 130 new cases were recorded on the island over the weekend. But so far, authorities are promoting masks and vaccinations instead of lockdowns. This is Bill Birtles in Taipei, reporting for AM.